Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Back in the building, Blizzum, P. Reg, and we reloaded! Welcome everybody to the show, K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Cue the music. Crank it up a little bit. Alright, welcome everybody to the show, K100 Internet Radio, you understand what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blitz. My co-host, P-Rage, is in the building.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Everybody, for tuning in to us. You understand what I'm saying?
It's chainless, baby. Y'all already know what we do. I ain't go down.
All day, every day. You feel what I'm saying? Apologies to everybody who tried to get in on the on episode 136 yesterday.
136, episode 136.
Yeah, I had some technical difficulties with the blog talk site and the internet hookup. You feel what I'm saying? But we back. We in effect. You feel me? We got those things straightened out. All right, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show.
Y'all already know
what we're doing. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show, you dig? All right, and here we go.
So what are we talking about tonight, man?
You ever heard the phrase, stand for something, fall for anything?
Yeah.
Touche. All right, that's what we're talking about. But before we do that, we have an artist that's supposed to be calling and checking in with us tonight. We're going to spin his music by way of St. Paul. Artist named Gaines. Well, hopefully he can get on the line. We'll expect his call. We're going to rock his song and give him a short interview. Let him talk about what we're talking about and tell you about his music. You understand what I'm saying? That's supposed to be going down. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that for this for the show. All right?
2011. Y'all already know.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot more... Now we're going to get more music based. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do a lot of the talking and stuff that we always normally do. But we're going to ramp it up a little bit with the artist interviews and the stuff that's got to do with
music.
The music industry. You feel
yes.
me? You know
yes.
what I'm saying? Of course, that's how we, you know, that's just always been a part of the show. But not that we strayed away from it. I guess maybe people just wasn't submitting as much music. But I want to make a concerted effort to get more artists on the show to talk about these issues from their perspective and... promote their music and what have you and whatnot. You feel me? So that's what's going to be going on in the show. 347-934-0966. Like I said, that's the number to call into the show, the K100 Internet Radio.
Yes,
want to
so
remind everybody,
building.
We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. All right? MySpace.com/K-100. You feel me? Facebook. Just go to Facebook and do a search for K100 Radio. You can find us like that. That's the easiest way to do it. Just go in and do a search. For some reason, the prefix that we got for our, it's like K100IndieRadio.com/39. No, fuck all that. Do a search. Okay, it's like 6-7 numbers that they put at the end of it. I don't know why. It can't just be like MySpace and just be Facebook/K100. Oh, no. Mark Zuckerberg, get it together.
You can also find us on what, bro?
iTunes.
Yeah.
Once again, we're on iTunes, an official podcast for the show. You feel me? So if you know about iTunes and you use the software, check us out, all right? But we want you to become my friend on Facebook. So call in, to the show, and also become my friend on Facebook so you can keep up to date with the updates that we got going on for the show. That's how we communicate with a lot of people. We do communicate through MySpace and Twitter, all right? Follow me on Twitter.com/Blizzum. We also set up a Twitter account for the K100 Radio specific site. We just got to find a way to get all these people that's following Blizzum account now all the way over. I don't know why people have a fucking date. You know your Twitter motherfuckers, by the way. Just off. Your Twitter motherfuckers. If somebody follows you, follow them back.
Exactly.
What the fuck, man? I ain't with the motherfuckers who you follow when they don't follow you back.
Hey, man.
That's like disrespect. It's like, I show you love and support your cause, but you don't want to support mine. I had to go through it and just stop following a couple motherfuckers because I've been following you for 6 months and you ain't following me back. And I know you see me following you.
Hey, man.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
Fuck them. It's time for the motherfucking takeover, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
K100. China's Entertainment, the player and the ground in the building. The ground and the player. And one more time, man. Y'all nigga, check out that motherfucking Bet the House.
Oh, yeah.
The minute house. Movie, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bet the House video. Doing pretty good. A couple hundred hits already. You know what I'm saying? Within the last, not even a week. You feel me? You know what I mean? So, it's doing good. It's successful. A lot of positive feedback off of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
All right. A lot of positive feedback. All right. Also, like I said about the artist thing, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio, the letter K, the number 100 radio at gmail.com. That's all one word, k100radio. Send us your music in MP3 format. If you know an artist or know anyone that's an artist that's interested in being interviewed and having their music spinned on the show, just tell them to send it to the radio. That's also the email address that we accept feedback for the show. It's the email address that we that you can correspond with us about ideas that you may want us to talk about on the show.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't know why people think that I don't take ideas about topics of the show. Actually, if you know anything, a couple of the show's topics were not just my original design. Somebody said, well, you should talk about this, and I may have put the K100 spin on it.
Yeah.
Of course, what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But if it's something that you feel like out of these 136 episodes, episode 137 tonight, that we haven't talked about, that we haven't touched on, and it's always amazing to me that I always be like, man, what am I going to talk about? But you know, it's always something to talk about. It's always some shit we ain't talked about.
Always.
You just got to be diverse. You can't just be one lane.
Yeah.
Now, if this show is just one lane and all we talked about was relationships, whatever,
by
the time we got to 100 or something, we'll be right back to, well, why do men cheat? We'll be right back to that again. You feel me? There's only so much you can talk about in a relationship. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why the show is not confined to just that.
Real life, real radio,
right?
Real talk, nigga.
That's the whole point.
Hey, but I also like to say an add to what my brother been talking about over here, man. Hey, if y'all don't get a chance to catch the show when we go out there, man, trust me, we always say all that after party.
Yeah, the after party.
Yeah.
And the after party always get crazy as hell. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, the after party for goddamn, I'm going to say it like this. The after party for 28 and up.
Yeah.
Cause you might be 25, you ain't doing what you need to be doing when you get 28. So it's 28 and up over there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be ready to feel it. Say it first.
Right. All right. So we get ready to go into the synopsis of the show. 347-934. That's the number. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show.
We in the building.
Yeah, I'm still multitasking over here. And I'm getting ready to send out text messages and everything because I was busy up until the last minute. So I'm doing it as we speak. But whatever, it doesn't matter. They'll start filing in.
Yeah.
Episode 137, you dig?
Let's go.
Another one of these self-analytical shows I've got. I got a couple of them. The Man in the Mirror and a couple of them. I don't think he was here for that. But I had a couple of shows where I was giving a self-analysis of us, of people. You feel me? I like to do that a lot. I do that to myself. I like for my listeners to do it. And it's just a way. This is another one of them shows that's going to make you look at yourself and examine yourself. If you are a stand-up motherfucker, you know, a real
100,
you know,
hey, 100, nigga.
You're gonna look at yourself and say, yeah, that's me, or either that needs to be me. And it's not me, and it should be me. All right? So this is what I'm going to get into. Episode 137, Stand for Something. Stand for Something. That's what we're talking about. Let's get it. A lot of people complain and are not happy with many aspects of life. You got people who are not happy with the economy.
Yeah.
People who are not happy with race relations. People who are not happy with just individual shit in their own personal life, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There are some of us who can see something they don't like, and we'll deal with it as long as it doesn't directly affect us. You feel me?
Yeah.
You can see a lot of poor youth, urban youth that need help, that need guidance. And you can say, well, shit, my kids are straight. So I see it as bad. I know that. But you don't do anything. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Because your kids are okay. You got kids. But you see a lot of misguided youth out here. You see a lot of people that are homeless and shit. But you got somewhere to stay. So you see them. You acknowledge that it's a problem. But you don't really do anything. Because you're good. You may feel bad, but you don't do anything. A lot of, on average, a lot of people are like that. You feel me? But I'm gonna address those people tonight.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some of us who can see something they don't like and deal with it as long as it doesn't directly affect us. Then there are those of us that can see something that is wrong and scream out loud to the top of our tongues that it's wrong. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be addressed. Somebody look over there. What's that? And some of us just don't care, all right? And some of us try to fix it once we recognize it. I think most of us would say that we stand for something. Most of us would like it. I take that back. Correction.
Pump your motherfucking brakes, nigga.
Most of us would like to think that we stand for something. You know what I'm saying? We would like to think that.
Yeah, I like how you change it.
Most of us would like to think that we stand for something. But I don't believe that most of us are actually advocates of that which we say we stand for. You say you stand for something, but are you really an advocate of it?
I know a lot of people like that. That's
you feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Some people view having morals as standing for something. But that is not the same thing what I'm talking about. What I mean when I ask, what do you stand for? You should be able to produce something more than just words to prove it. All right? I'm an advocate of free speech and entrepreneurship. I'm also an advocate of hip-hop music and culture and issues that affect the black community. All of these things that I stand for, I can show you proof positive that I am passionate about all of those. It's called K100 Radio. Look it up. All right? And Shameless Entertainment. I'm an advocate of these things, all right? In my words, in my music, in my show, in my topics, in my attempts to enlighten and educate my black people and bring up things like voting and stuff like that that's really important to us, all right? That's my way of blasting out and advocating. I'm also an advocate of reform and child support, so I do shows about that. And I've actually petitioned my congressman about it before. A lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that I'm an advocate of. And I actively do things to show that I'm really passionate about it. So that's what I'm talking about, okay? All these things that I stand for, like I said, I can show you proof positive that I'm an advocate of. Now, the same stand for something or fall for anything derived from people who stood up to oppression and issues that they felt was worth sometimes risking their life over.
Yeah.
You don't have to. I want to make everybody clear. You don't have to have one of those things that you're risking your life over.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? To have something. But the point is to have something that you're fighting for. You don't have to fight for homeless people or fight for abused kids or anything like that right there. You're not really risking your life, but you're still standing for something. You're still an advocate of something. This is the whole point of the show tonight for K100 and Internet Radio.
Real morals.
You feel what I'm saying? So you can say, well, I stand for high morals.
Bitch, you're by yourself. Nigga, you're by yourself.
I don't want to downgrade that because that's something you can stand for, but I'm talking about, okay, so you stand for high morals, whatever. What do you do to advocate that besides yourself? I'm trying to get people to talk about what they stand for outside of something self-centered, outside of themselves.
Yeah, say that again.
You feel me? So, something that you stand for outside of self. All right, that's not directly self-inflicted. You feel me?
Yeah.
Hip-hop is bigger than Blizzard. You feel me?
Bigger.
I'm an advocate of it, but it's way, way, way much larger than me.
Right? What we got here.
Right, right. So I'm an advocate of it. I want the culture to stay around. Anything that I think demises the culture or makes it push the culture towards fading away against, which is whack rappers and rap music. All right, you know what I'm saying? Look, not my taste in music, but just stuff that just plainly just
your dumb ass song.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm an advocate against it because I feel like it may ultimately cause the demise of hip hop. All right, so that's just one of my things that I'm an advocate of. Okay, so let me go ahead and get into the questions. All right, 347-934-0966. That's
the building
to the show, and I'm gonna get ready to do the questions for episode 137. All right, here we go.
Meat and potatoes of the show. Let's go.
Besides yourself, what do you stand for in life? What do you advocate? All right. Besides yourself, whatever it is you stand for, how do you support and actively make sure people know that you stand for it, and how do you help the cause? If you do. Now, if you don't, that's okay. But that's what I want to address tonight because I feel that's an important part of life. You feel me? If you do, though, what made you decide to stand for it? What made you decide to stand for whatever it is that you advocate? All right? My love for music made me advocate of hip-hop, boy. And other things I'll get into myself that I'm an advocate of. Do you feel like people who don't stand for something have purpose in life? Are they missing a major key component of life? I feel that way. That's why I asked this question. If you don't have anything that you stand for outside of self, I think you're missing a major part of life and what it really means to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You gotta get in that lane, man.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? So next question is, if you are not an active advocate of anything, if you're not, what would be something that you would like to stand for? Let's say, well, you're not really an advocate, but you don't really stand for it. You're not really an advocate of it, but you would like to. It's really something that concerns you, but you just never went there. Well, then you can just tell me that. And then hopefully after this show, which is the purposes of these kind of shows, you'll start doing it.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's the whole point. And the last question, what is something that you would never stand for? What's something that you would never stand for, advocate? All right?
That could contradict themselves.
They're not going to contradict themselves if they answer the first question honestly. If you don't, there's holes in your story.
It might be a life changing, you know, it might be something life changing.
If there's holes in your story, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we're
fucking
address it, all right? We're fucking address it, all right? So, 347-934-0966. Like I said, we're going to have an artist that should be calling in on the phone lines by the name of Gaines, and we're going to get an interview on him and play his music. And also, we're going to have this episode for 130, episode 137, all right? So, let's get into it.
Here we go.
If you're on the phone line, make sure you hit the number one, and I'll come to your line. Matter of fact, first person on the line, 405. Holla at me. Hello? 405.
Caller, you on there?
Oh, they dropped. Their call dropped. Damn. They'll call back, hopefully. Maybe it sounded like they was on a cell phone or something, and their call dropped. Staticky when I open up the line.
Yeah.
My bad. 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines, hit the number one on your keypad and I'll come to your line. If not, I'll just assume that you're just listening to the show. All right. And you know, hopefully that caller will call back. But before I go to the phone lines, or before people start hitting the phone lines and lighting them up and hitting the number one, what do you stand for? What do you stand for?
Man, peace stands for a lot of things, man. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
Like what?
We all already
know.
What
you advocate for? Hey. Well, the people don't know. You got to tell me.
Hey, man, you know everybody knows Chambers, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Look it up. Do whatever you need to do to it. You know what I'm saying? Check the history. Check my records on that shit right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm all through there. I'm in there. Live, breathe, die for. That's me, man. All
right. I don't have to ask you how you support and actively stand for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can ask you this, though. What made you decide to stand for it? Because that's what you advocate. You say you advocate that. What made you decide to stand for it and advocate
man,
that?
Actually, a lot of people don't know our history, man, when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, to the ground and the play of Blizzom, you know what I'm saying, P-Reds, man, you know. It was just that, you know what I'm saying? You know, real niggas do real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We happen to be at a great point in our life, you know what I'm saying, in our careers to try to make something happen. And we were somewhere where some actually folded. And, you know, a real nigga to another real nigga, man, we decided to get together and do music and do songs. And, you know, and it just turned into a marriage, man. And it was like one of the best things I ever did, real talk. All
right. So do you think that people who don't stand for something have a purpose in life? If you don't stand for something outside of yourself, or is it okay that people just say, fuck that, it's about myself, I ain't got to stand for nothing else, all I got to worry about is me?
No, man, it's like, man, if you just stand for yourself, man, then, you know, you ain't going to have a lot going on anyway, you know what I'm saying? If you just all about self anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's some people that, they know they stand just so they don't want kids, you know what I'm saying? They not with sharing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's other people that, like you said before, that love kids. They'll do anything for the care for kids, the handicap, anything that, you know, that affects a child's life, just point blank period.
Okay. What is something that you would never stand for? I could give you a couple examples on that, but what about you? What's something that you see people advocating for all the time that you just say, I never advocate that?
Man, it's a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody.
I can give you one that I feel like I'm just never gonna probably really advocate. that I'm just not gonna stand for is just the blatant homosexual movement. Not that I am homophobic or anything like that right there, but I just can't see myself really.
Oh, don't
backing,
say it. No, nigga,
backing
not,
them and just saying
no,
yes.
No, we're not doing. No, come on,
that's,
man.
I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to just really bash homosexuals and anything, because I actually know some that's cool. Actually, two homosexuals call this show frequently. You feel what I'm saying? And they actually support us of K100. You feel me? And so this is not a slap in the face of them. But my whole thing is me, the way I view life and the way I just see that, I don't think that's necessarily a right thing. I could never see myself really just being an advocate, you know,
exactly,
what I'm saying, of the lifestyle. You feel what I'm saying? Not that I want them to all burn in hell, and you know what I'm saying. You know, some people are staunch anti-gay advocates.
I already know.
I would never do that either. You know what I'm saying? But I would never be either. I would never be a staunch anti-gay advocate. Nor would I be a staunch pro-gay advocate. Either or. You feel me? It's one of them things that you see. People are super passionate about, of course, homosexuals, but you have people that are not homosexuals that march right along with them, you feel me, and they're not homosexuals, but they say, look, these people deserve the right to be treated like that, and they're not even homosexual. It's just the fact that they feel that passionately about their right to do this, that, and the third, you feel me?
Well, you know,
I disagree with them wholeheartedly on almost everything, you feel me?
It's a lot of people, man, that were probably against that until someone in their family came out the closet, so you know it was like that. That's something.
Well, even if somebody in my family came out of the closet, which actually I have homosexuals in my family, you feel me? I'm not gonna support it. I'm not gonna bash them in.
I'm
not gonna advocate that lifestyle.
But
you know
I'm saying, but
it's a difference.
I know I'm saying, but at the same time, you didn't erase the family member. That's you know what I'm saying.
No, I didn't cut them off.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't
cut them off. That's what I'm saying.
People do that, but I didn't do that. But I'm not going to advocate the lifestyle. You
exactly.
Feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's something I feel like I would never advocate.
That's right.
I've come to grips in terms with it.
You just got
to
respect it,
standing
man.
For it and advocating it is a whole nother ball game. You feel what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. So it's not. But when you say that, a lot of people say, oh, you are anti. No. There are motherfuckers out here with picket signs, you know what I'm saying? And those are the real anti. I'm not that person, but I'm not an advocate of it either. I'm not going to
just anything that
promote it, I guess. You
like, I'm advocate. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to that,
right,
man, I'm like, I do what I do.
Right.
As long as you ain't around me trying to push that shit onto me or make me.
But an advocate would do that.
Now, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but.
Right.
Don't even with that homosexuality thing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't around you pushing. You know my views on you,
right,
especially if you know my view. We can still be in the same place, the same facility, and get along. But don't bring it to me like that.
Right.
If,
but
if you already know.
But see, now this is catch-22 because I said earlier in the program 347-934-0966. That's the number to come to call into the show. And I'm coming to everybody with the hand raised. I just want to make this point so I can shut up and then let my callers run the show.
yeah, let's do it.
I'm also people who listen to this show know that I'm a very staunch advocate of free speech. I feel like that's one of the things about this country that they kind of got right. You should be able to say whatever the fuck you want to say as long as you ain't harming nobody.
Exactly.
So I'm an advocate of gay people's right to say
what they want to say.
You'll never hear me say, man, they need to shut the hell up and blah. You will never, ever, 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 ever hear me say that. I'm not an advocate of the lifestyle, but their right to say what the their right to advocate their lifestyle, I am definitely in 100% agreement of that portion of it. You feel me? I hate censorship, man. I'm talking about I really I got an issue with censorship. You feel me? Because
man,
what I say should not be. It should never be that serious, unless it's a certain realm. Like I understand censorship when certain age groups or whatever may be in it. Like I like R ratings on stuff and games and commercial radio that kids have a lot of access to. You can't say anything. I get that. That's protection of innocent ears. I get that. But just saying I should go to jail or die for saying anything. I should be financially hurt for saying anything? Oh no. No 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 no. No 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 no. So
you can get the home.
Yes. So with K100, that's the whole point of my show. That's why my logo is a middle finger. All right. People say, man, your logo is real offensive. That's another way.
Freedom of speech, Father.
Okay. You don't tell me what the fuck to say or what the fuck to do. Is that fucking logo hurting you? Guess what? If you don't like that logo, you can either A, close your motherfucking eyes or kill yourself. I don't give a fuck which one you pick, bitch, but you're going to do one of them. Okay? You can not click on that page. You can not listen to this show. You got so many options that you don't have to be exposed to this shit. If you're my friend on Facebook and you don't like it, delete me. I'm not going to cry about it. I'll be all right if it's that offensive to you. But to tell me I should not be able to put it on Facebook, I should not be able to make it my logo. Well, fuck you. Who made you boss? Who made you the decider of some shit like that? That's what I'm an advocate. I'm a real staunch advocate of free speech. It's one of the major reasons why I started this radio program, so I can say what the fuck I want to say and nobody can stop me from doing it. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I can't plagiarize other people. You feel me? If somebody's got some copyrighted material or whatever, I can't plagiarize people, so I can't just say that I did something that somebody else did. I get that kind of stuff, but just the right for me to say anything that I want to say on this show, it's one of the beautiful things about this country. You know, for all its faults, you can't knock America for that shit, baby. You can't. All right? So 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines right now. Shay's up first. What's up, Shay?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, baby. You did.
Thank you.
All right. So, episode 137. Stand for something. That's what we're talking about. Shay, besides yourself, what do you stand for in life? But what is this something else that you advocate?
One thing that I advocate that I slipped off a little bit this past year, but I'm a strong advocate of breast cancer awareness. And I think that's a little bit personal to me because I've had a lot of friends and family members that have been affected and have died from breast cancer. So that's like one thing that I've always been a staunch advocate of.
Okay, that's good. That's a good cause. A lot of people, you see, you'll notice that certain things like diseases, illnesses, you get a lot of people that are that stand for that. That are advocates of stuff like that because they touch them personally.
Yeah, it hit home. No doubt.
You feel what I'm saying?
I'm always like supporting the cause, you know, sending money to something or, you know, wearing pink. And I mean, I buy like, you know, every year whenever they have the breast cancer awareness jewelry, everything breast cancer awareness, I'm all in favor of it. As many people who know about it and who you can get to do self breast exams and to, you know, stay up on their health, the better.
Right. Okay. So, next question. What you said is breast cancer, so that's what you stand for. And you said that you support it actively and show people that you stand for it. That's how you help the cause. You do all that. So you answer those questions at the same time. What made you decide to stand for it again?
For one reason, I just kind of always just had a real, you know, passion for healthcare itself. And then I had a really close aunt of mine who died from breast cancer. And so, you know, after that, I really became an advocate of it because, you know, I want people to know that, you know, you have options. You need, you know, early detection is the best detection because, you know, it doesn't have to get to the point where you lose your life all the time. Sometimes, you know, if you catch it early, you know, you can have a little surgery to have removed. I mean, and let people know that these women and men who have breast cancer, losing your breast is not the end of the world. If it comes to it, chop them suckers off. You know, don't be trying to hold on to something that is killing you.
Yeah. I don't have breasts, so I don't know, but I mean, you said that like chop them off. I'm like, you know,
what if
somebody told you, P, you had dick cancer and chop it off?
It's
would
not
you rather
the same,
die?
Though. It's like having
you
uterine cancer.
Really, like it's really
like
easy.
Having
that's
uterine
really
cancer. You can have surgery to remove that part. You know, you can live without it. Realistically, you can live without it. Testicular cancer, you can live with one testicle. It's not going to kill you.
But that's one testicle, but you still got one. I said something like because we don't have an equivalent to it, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be trying to equate it to a male.
It's about the same, as similar as you can get to breast cancer or uterine cancer or something like that. And, yeah, I've got family members, males that have been affected by that, too. And what they do, they got the part removed. I mean,
right.
Really.
I mean,
the male that I know it, he ain't affected by it not one bit.
But I mean, I know I can live with one ball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Were you by any chance bashing somebody with one ball, Shay?
No. My dad had testicular, had to have one removed.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I said, I mean, him and my mom get it on just fine. It ain't stopping them at all. I mean, I'm just saying.
How do you know? How do you know? Okay, next question.
Trust me.
Damn it, man. Damn it, man.
Where do you think I get it from?
I don't know how you know that.
I hear them.
Okay, I'm moving along. That's just some folks. Do you feel like people who don't stand for something have a purpose in life? Do you think they're missing a major purpose in life? I do, personally.
I think they are, because you need to believe in something other than yourself, because then if you die, then what was your life for? I mean, you know, you need to have something else to go for. I mean, that's not just the only thing that drives me to wake up in the morning is to tell people about breast cancer, but I feel that's something that's important to me, and I feel like, you know, the more I speak about it, the more people will know. So, I mean, you need to have something that, you know, that allows you to be able to make a difference in somebody else's life.
Okay. What besides breast cancer, give me one other thing that you stand, and like I said, these are things that are not about you people. We're not talking about things that are, we talk about things outside of yourself that you stand for, other causes, other things that you advocate, all right? What's something else besides breast cancer that even if you're not actively doing it, whatever, you was like, you know, I maybe would, or you feel really strongly about it, even though you've never really just advocated for it, what is something else?
Well, you know, I have a little fur baby, and I love her to death, like she's like one of my children. So it would have to be the ethical treatment of animals.
Oh my God! Don't tell me you joined PETA.
No. I am not one of them PETA people because I like fur.
You just used their slogan. You just used their slogan. People for the ethical treatment of animals. That's what you just said. I didn't say people. No.
The ethical treatment of animals. However,
right.
That's what PETA stands for. Okay, let me break it down. Like, for instance, like when I go to buy cosmetics and makeup, I don't buy it if it was tested on animals. I mean, you know, in different ways, stuff like that. Some of those people.
So you should be a car-carrying member of PETA. You should be a car-carrying member of PETA. And if I ever see you cheer for Michael Vick, I'm mashing your ass.
Yeah!
I'm just motherfucking saying. I'm just motherfucking saying. You know, my dog was growing up. Fuck it. I'm just saying.
I mean, I can't tell you what to do with your pets. You know, just like in your own family, I can't tell you what to do with your family. But you know, I don't support like blatantly abusing them. I mean, you know, it could be maybe a control fight. I guess if there could be a such thing.
I've had big dogs too, so they can take care of themselves. Do you think Mike Vick should have went to jail? That's a simple question.
You know what? As sad as it is, I don't think he should have gone to jail. I mean, maybe he should have paid a fine or been forced to like volunteer in some type of, you know, animal shelter or something like that, because going to jail, what is that going to help anybody? I mean,
well, he did get all that on top of going to jail. So
I mean, but I'm saying though, the jail time itself, I mean, it was his own animals. Now, I think like if you do something to somebody else's animals, that's their property. You know, when looking at it in terms like that, yeah, you should, you know, pay some kind of consequences like that. Like if you drop kick somebody dog or something and it dies, but you know, that's his own animals. That's he was doing it in his own, you know, confines of his own house. It's like, what you do in your own property, that's kind of your business.
Okay. So, last question, I'm going to the next caller. What's something that you would never stand for? Something that you would never advocate?
Okay, this is going to be a little bit controversial, but it's what I believe, and so I'm going to say it. I will never stand for the abolition of abortion.
The abolition? Wait. You will never stand for the for abortion to be illegal? You want
right,
it to stay legal?
Right. Exactly.
That is very controversial. Why?
Because I feel like, you know, it's not anybody's right to determine what a person can do with their body in that respect. Okay, I know there's lots of people get arguments about, you know, a life and this, that, and the other, but when it comes down to it, it is that individual's body to begin with. That individual made the determination to do whatever they did to get whatever they got inside their body. And I don't believe anyone else has the right to tell an individual what they can or cannot do with their body.
Touche. I kind of feel the same way. But you know, the flip side of how I feel about that's a whole other show.
Yeah, but for different reasons. But you know, it's all good.
Yeah, but I actually, that's a very good one. I will. I'm not a staunch advocate. I don't just stand for abortion rights. I'm not going to be picking it out there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also not against it, but to the point where I'm going to blow up a doctor's office, all right? I'm neither one of those, so I will never say that I'm an advocate either or on either end. But
now, don't get me wrong now. I didn't say that I was pro-abortion. I'm just pro-choice. I think that it should always be somebody's choice. But if it came down to it, yeah, I would pick it to keep it legal. Yeah, if it came down to it like that, yeah, I would go say, no, we need to keep our choice.
Okay, so you're not saying that you pro-abortion, you just pro-choice.
I'm very pro-choice, yes.
Okay, all right, that's cool, that's cool. Well, of course, you know anybody that's on the phone line, and most people listening to this show are going to say, well, you're pro-abortion.
Yeah, 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 that's what the pro-abortion is tagged
as pro-choice. But I get what you're saying. You probably wouldn't go through with an abortion, but you respect another person's right to
exactly,
go through with
exactly. Just, you right. know, no matter what I would or wouldn't do, I think everybody should have the right to make that choice.
I have the right
to make that choice, and if someone else got in a situation, I feel like they need to have the right to make that choice.
Right, right, right. And that's probably one of the most controversial topics in this country. You know what I'm saying? That and homosexuality. That's two very big topics. All right, Shay, thanks for calling the show. Thanks for taking the time to pick up, all right?
All
right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I got a lot of people on the line. Somebody hit the number one. Make sure you hit the number one on the keypad. Oh, I'm not going to open up your phone line. You got to hit the number one on your keypad. That lets me know that you want to actually talk. If not, I'll just assume that you're just listening for purposes of listening to the show.
Yeah.
347-934-0966 and hit the number one on the keypad. What Shay just said was real interesting. That's one of those topics that if you advocate it, people will actually say you're a murderer. It's so controversial. People will tag you with the term murderer if you just say you believe that somebody has the right to do whatever the fuck they want to do with their body. They say you're advocating murder. It's such an extreme. It's so retarded to me to say that. You feel me? But then again, you got some people over here who say once that life is concepted and conceived, then it is actually alive and it is murder. You are taking a life. And so they're strongly advocates of pro-life. They call them pro-life and pro-choice. All right, those are two that that's how they phrase and pit each other against each other. As far as I'm concerned, like I said, I'm stuck in the middle on that one. If you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't, but I'm not gonna pick it. I'm not that passionate either way. Probably because I'm a guy. You feel what I'm saying? Probably because I'm a guy. And I can't get pregnant. You feel what I'm saying? But I can get somebody else pregnant. You feel me? And in that token, if neither one of us wants the child, and I don't want to hear your fucking bullshit about where we should have strapped it up, but we should shut the fuck up. All right? Everybody knows that that's life. You do shit that you probably will regret. Okay? It's called a mistake. Get off your high horse. You feel what I'm saying? But if we do that, and we do say, that was a mistake. Yeah, I shouldn't have necessarily done that. Let's change. Let's fix it. Let's undo it. Then we should have the right to. You feel me? And so I'm pro-choice, but I'm just not really, 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 really passionate about it. I guess you could say. You feel me? All right, 347-934-0966. I got like 15 people on the phone line. Nobody hitting number one. What I got to do is randomly open up somebody's shit. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. But I'll tell you one thing. Until somebody gets the balls to talk to me, I got a lot of new people. Don't be scared. I just talk like this all the time. This is nature of the show. It's all about free speech. I'm not going to censor you. I'm not going to block anything you say. You feel me? Feel free. And, you know, I'm going to give you the floor. I'm sorry. Am I a little bit scary? Pete, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, Pete went to answer the phone. Oh, I got some brave souls. 910, what's popping?
Man, you already know, man.
Ah, what's happening, homie? What's going on?
Chilling, man. I just left the gym, working out and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I got my homie Derek on the line. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Derek, you know, you in there getting fit for the ladies and everything. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? My homie Derek, he's a younger guy. He's younger than what most of my average listeners are, which my demographic for my show is about 25 and up. At least the average person is about 30. But I love talking to the homie because he's young. But you gotta see me, got his head on straight. He's in college, he's doing his thing. You feel me? So I like to hear from him. You feel me? Sometimes he tell me some shit that's going on in college. And I just be like, damn, man, if I could turn back the hands of time. if I could turn back the hands of time. Hey, one thing about it, G, you got to turn back the hands of time. We keep up with the hand. This shit, nigga. No, man.
Hey,
whoa. You're going to make me seem like a whore, a male whore or something.
Shit, you hear what you hear.
Type of shit I'm talking about. Your old friends don't stand for you. The type of shit I'm talking about. All right,
hey.
Episode
137. Hey, episode
you
what?
Said it. I did. I mean, you said it.
Episode 137.
Derek.
Yeah.
Besides yourself, what do you stand for in life? What do you advocate?
I should have looked at the damn synopsis.
Yeah. No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you something. You're at an age, what are you, 22, 21?
23.
You're at an age where this show and this question, you may not have an answer. You may not have an answer because I didn't have an answer for this question when I was 21. You feel me? When I was 21, 22 years old, I didn't have an answer. I couldn't answer this particular question because the answer was nothing. You feel it? I was all about self at that age. You feel what I'm saying? It took me some time to grow up and to get into and to experience life, to get into other things.
Believe it, and
understand that it's more, the world is bigger than me. You feel me? Before I could actually get into what I advocate and what I stand for now. So don't feel like a way about the fact that you can't answer that question at 23 years old. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, saying that, I will say this. Start looking for it now.
Yeah.
You feel me? This is my advice to you. You know what I'm saying? Start looking for something outside of yourself, your life that, you know what I'm saying, that you can be an advocate of. It will actually, it's rewarding, dog. I know, you know, people say, but it's just really, it's the truth. You feel me? When you find something outside of yourself, you know what I'm saying, that you can be an advocate of, and you go for and you go hard for it, and then you see strides in it, it really does, I don't know, make you feel good inside. I guess
make
you can say.
Feel good,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go to the next. So since you said you really can't think of anything right now, what would be something, well, you said you're not doing anything right now, what would be something that you might feel like you could stand for, that you could advocate for?
Outside of myself. I don't know, with like being like, you know, always kind of encouraging people, kind of like to stand on their own or to be, you know, be who they are.
That would be like a motivator, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that? It's not really a cause, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
But if you just become an advocate of people believing in themselves, you feel me, and say you take that and you turn it into being like a motivational speaker or something like that right there, then I'll accept that. You feel me? Because that's what motivational speakers are. The advocates of people having high self-esteem. You feel me? They are advocates of, you know, they are anti-low self-esteem people. They want everybody to have a high self-esteem, and they actually made a career out of it. You feel me? So if you feel like that's something you're passionate about, if you're really passionate about,
I ain't passionate about it. I'm just saying, like,
if you're going to advocate something, you got to be
passionate
about
it.
If somebody be like, man, I can't do this, right, man, you gotta stay the course. You know, you gotta see it through. You know, I guess I just be trying to encourage people to keep on pushing along, trucking along.
That's a good personality trait, but not necessarily not necessarily exactly what I'm explaining tonight in the show. But let me ask you this. What is something that you feel like you would never stand for or advocate?
Man, right about now, that I don't like that, like kind of like what the show is kind of built on, that fake shit. I can't really, like, I don't know if that's kind of what you're talking about, but, like, I see a lot of people, some people, they'll advocate one thing. Like, I know people, like, the easiest one, religion. Like, I've seen people advocate, you know, religion to everybody, know everything in and out, but at the same time, you know, they the first ones to be, they're the hypocritical, you know, they're hypocritical.
Okay.
And I don't like that. Like, it's kind of like, you just sit there like, how can you sit up here and tell me, you know, tell me all this good, you do so much and you do this, and then at the end of the day, you can't find it in your heart to change from your pathways, or I don't know, like, that's the only thing I don't really like.
Well,
I don't like that.
I feel what you're saying. I'm not a supporter of fake motherfuckers. I am a staunch critic of fake Christians, and everybody knows that. They listen to the show.
Yeah.
Hate fake Christians. Really hate fake. I got, because my mom and my pops are Christians and they the real deal. And so people who are fake Christians make them look bad. Thus, I got a passionate fuck you for every fake Christian I know I hate. So all of you motherfuckers that go to Easter on Sunday, but not the rest of the year. Yeah. All you motherfuckers that go out and get drunk on Saturday and be in the church and goddamn praising God on Sunday.
Like New Year's and all that. Yeah. Yeah.
Got a problem with you. Now, if you don't like
but
that, I don't give a fuck. But
I'm not saying just religion, just like in that kind of fashion, something that people do kind of like, they kind of advocate, but then they don't advocate it all the way. Like, you advocate one thing, but then, let's say,
you turn around and do something else.
You advocate one thing, but then when somebody like in your family or, you know, somebody you close to, they kind of go against the grain, you don't really go against them. You kind of just like let them rock. But then the next person say it, and you like, you all against them.
Because right,
they did
right,
something
right.
wrong. But then, you know, when somebody you close to, or somebody you know, or somebody you friends with, or your family, you know, you don't go against the grain against them.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's kind of like what I'm saying.
All right.
I see that a lot, like, every day. I'd be like, y'all can't be like that. Like, that's the only thing, like, that's the most thing I stand up and say. Like, I don't be trying to say a lot to nobody, but... But at that point, it's like, you can't sit up here and, you know, criticize somebody and tell them this and tell them this and tell them that. And at the end of the day, you're not saying nothing to the person who's doing the same thing they're doing.
Right. I dig that wholeheartedly. All right, homie.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the line. And also, stay on the line if you can and listen to some of these calls, some of this stuff. But I will tell you, like I said, at the age that you at, I figured you might not necessarily particularly be a staunch advocate or something like that, but it's all good. But I suggest highly that you just look into something.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, I meant to, matter of fact, I looked at the synopsis. I didn't look at the questions.
Right.
I was like, even if I don't get a chance to call in, I'm definitely going to listen to this back tonight. I want to hear what everybody had to say.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I know this is a big deal, right? I know it's kind of like something kind of important, something I can learn from.
Right. And that's the whole purpose
of
some of my shows on K100. Some of them, we're here to have fun and talk a little shit, but this is one of them.
This is one of the ones I can learn off of.
Right. And that's the whole point. Hopefully, you will learn something off this particular show, all right?
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, homie. Stay on the line. I got my homegirl LL on the line. LL, what's happening, babe?
Hello.
What's happening, Mama? Thanks for calling the show. You feel me?
Of course.
All right. Episode 137, you dig? Stand for something. All right? Stand for something.
Fall for everything.
We're talking about being, standing for something in your life, being an advocate of something. That's what we're talking about. And I got the questions lined up. And we're talking about stuff that's outside of self, okay? Stuff that's outside of self. So, LL, besides yourself, what's something that you stand for in life? What is something that you advocate?
That I advocate? I advocate awareness of, you know, HIV and AIDS. Anybody that I can talk to about it, about being aware, if I'm ever given a platform, that is, like, I'd love to speak on that because it is definitely important that message gets out.
Yeah.
So, from my kids to somebody in the grocery store or whatever, if it's the type of conversation that comes up, I'm saying, do you know your status? Are you aware? I want to know because you need to know. And if you don't know, then you need to go figure that out. That's
right.
What I like to advocate. That's what I'm passionate about.
Okay, that's good. That's a very good call. That's a very good one. I like that one. We got some good ones tonight. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We got some good ones. You know, people are really advocating and you know, doing some things that advocating some things that are really important. And that's one that I never go against the grain and say. So how do you support and actively make sure that you know that you help the cause besides just people? Talking to people, is there some kind of like affiliation, a group that you're affiliated with or anything like that right there?
There's not here. And there's not like a chapter that I've ever been a part of, but that's because sometimes I feel like when these government funded chapters, when you become involved in them, that they don't always do, you know what I'm saying, what they claim that they do, because they're
right.
Government funded. And they're going to get paid anyway. So, I mean, mainly, I mean, I'm not getting paid. It's a passion that, you know, there's something that I'm very passionate about. So I don't know. I'm not a part of a big corporation about it, but I feel like I am part of the biggest corporation, which is the average everyday citizen, and I do my part without getting government funding by speaking to anybody that I can speak to about it that is willing to listen.
Okay, what made you decide to stand for that? What made you decide to advocate for that? Did you lose anybody to AIDS, or you know anybody that personally caught HIV? What made you decide to be such a to stand up for that and be an advocate of HIV awareness?
Because, I mean, that's something that's so important. I mean, it's just something that, like, no, I haven't lost anybody close. No, I don't know anybody with it. But it's just that when I heard about it and when I learned about it, and then I learned, you know, the more that I learned about it, and you know, you can – because it's so easy to catch, because it's something that we all do every, you know, well, some of us every day, or could we do every day if we could, you know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Something that is so close to us at all times, or could potentially be so close to us at all times, where you need to put that, you need to know about it, because it's not something that you have to go way across the world to catch, or you have to be doing this extreme activity to catch, or, you know what I'm saying, it's not something that's far-fetched. It's something that you could just, in a blink of an eye, from you doing everything that you've always done the same way, and the only thing that changes is you split your partner, and, you know, you live 50 years, and then now you have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why, because it's so, it's right in your face all the time, and you can never, and you don't see it until it affects you. I would rather it not affect you, you take the steps that you need to take so it doesn't affect you, or you find out whether or not it has affected you so that you can, you know, somebody else, it might not affect somebody else. That's the reason why, because it's, you know, it's so relevant. It's like drinking water, you know what I'm saying? It's something you do every day.
Because people are going through
half sex. Yeah, they are.
A lot of people on this damn show, I got a bunch of freaks that be calling this show. We had outrageous conversations. And if you listen
last
to the show. Last night.
Last
night. So these people, if you listen to the show last night, you'd be like, oh, these motherfuckers need HIV awareness. Okay, do you feel like people who don't stand for something have missing a major purpose in life, a major point in living? I do. I feel like people
don't.
I do too.
Feel like if you can't find something that moves you to be passionate about something that you're just going to fight for, whether it's something like, you know, HIV AIDS awareness or just something personal, if there's nothing that moves you to where you are just like, all no matter what happens, this is what I need to do, then you're not really living. I don't feel like that, because, I mean, if you're really living, then you have something that moves you, something that you're passionate about, something that you stand
for. Right. I just can't agree more. You feel me? I mean, I just feel like that. And that's why I told my young homie that was on the line, you may be too young right now. When you're young, you know, you're a lot more self-centered. No kids. You're just living life, whatever. But as you get older, you feel me? A lot of people make their passion their kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. And they're starting advocates of their kids and everything. And I dig that. I get that. But you said outside of me, not personal.
Because that's personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So of course, I live for them. Of course, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
You don't even need to ask that question.
Right.
But outside
right.
of them, when it comes to, you know, having love for, or, you know, not maybe not even as far as love, because some people may be like, I don't love people I don't know like that. But being human enough to care enough about somebody that you don't even know to make sure that they don't fall in this pit hole or something like that. That
that takes you a step further, and that does. It comes with maturity. It comes with life experiences. It comes with, you know, looking outside of yourself and being able to care about something else enough to become passionate about it.
Right, right. And last question for you. What's something that you'll never stand for or advocate?
Oh, drunk drivers. I don't know.
Nobody's going to stand or advocate for drunk drivers except their fucking attorney. Nah, you got to do something. Nobody's gonna advocate for them except fucking day lawyer. I'm talking about
serial killers, crooked cops.
No, they all have. Nobody's advocating for actual bad things that we consider to deem bad. I'm talking about something
you know
like,
what? There was something that I would have said back in the day. I would have said I would never stand for it, and that was what was it? The gun law. Everybody can have guns. Back in the day, I would have said that, but now I want a gun, so I can't say that anymore.
Yeah.
One thing I'll never stand for, I don't know.
All right. Hey, if you can't think of one, maybe, you know, we had a couple good ones. Some people said that we had homosexuality, something that nobody would stand, they wouldn't stand for. People who said they would never be pro-life because people should always have a choice. You know what I'm saying? You know, those are the ones that we've came up with so far that people have said. But if you can't think of one, it's all good. You know, maybe it's
no.
Maybe it's not something that you could just think of off the whim. You feel me?
Because I feel like the pro-life and the homosexuality and all that stuff, I mean, ultimately, I mean, I can't say that I'm just not going to stand for that because those are things that you choose to do or choose not to do, practicing your own free will, and you got to answer to God for that. So, and I don't. So if
But see, that's true. That's that person's choice or whatever, but what I'm saying is when I say you're not going to stand or advocate for it, if you're the type of person that says, I will never advocate abortion, I will never say people should have the right to choose or whatever, you feel me, then that's the answer to the question. If you say that I will never advocate or advocate homosexuals getting married or anything like that, right, that I would never be for that, if you feel like I would never be for that because you just feel that strongly against it, then that's like an answer to the question.
Yeah, I understand what you said. See, me, I would just not speak on it because I wouldn't care either way. Like, I don't care what they do. If they want to do that, whatever. So that's the reason why I said I can't say that. Yeah, because I would just not vote either way. I just wouldn't vote on the issue. I wouldn't vote on it.
Okay. All right. That's understandable. All right, then.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling the show, then. That's all the questions. All right?
All right.
Hang around for me, thanks.
Okay.
All right, next caller is T. Lewis is up next. T. Lewis.
What up?
What up, homie? Thanks for calling the show.
What up, man?
You did. 1 second. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You dig? K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. My co-host, P. Rage, is in the building. You feel me? So, hold on a second. Somebody's emailing me. I think it might be the artist. I'm trying to make sure. I got an artist that's calling in tonight, too, also. You feel me? 205, you on deck next. All right? Don't hang up. Jesus. Every time I say that last night, you fucking hung up. Wait, goddamn it. Impatience. T. Lewis, you on there?
Yeah.
What? Episode 137. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? We're talking about standing for something. All right, or falling for anything. Basically, we're talking about being an advocate of something outside of yourself. So all you selfish motherfuckers be like, shit, I stand for myself. Hang up now. Selfish motherfucker, find something else to do with your life, bitch. Besides yourself, T. Lewis, what do you stand for in life? What do you advocate for outside of yourself?
I thought it was enough. It's actually a couple things, but if I had to narrow it down to two things, I do advocate education. And
uh-huh.
I found myself advocating pro-blackness. I found myself doing that a lot.
Uh-huh.
In college.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with either of those. I'm a real staunch advocate of pro-blackness, pro-black issues. You feel me? I definitely got into that. You feel me? I've been into that. If people follow my music, you can tell I've always been that way. But got into it heavily since I got this talk platform and started this talk show. So a lot. If you go back and look at my episodes, you'll see quite a few shows that has to do with issues dealing with our community. Not that I got that,
right.
I hate white people. I got anything against white people. It's been known already and documented that I hate crackers. But I got love for white people. You feel what I'm saying? And if you don't know the difference, take a trip down south. So education is a very good one. All right. Now you said education. What What do you do to let people know that you're an advocate for education? What acts do you perform that you would say is you do that because you're an advocate of education? Like, are you in a group? Do you tutor kids after school? What do you do?
Well, right now I'm not active in doing anything right now. But when I was back, actually when I was in Bay College before I moved out of Phoenix and was in college, I was on student government. And I tutored English also, and then there was a group that we had that we tutored kids on math, English, and reading, and computer operation at the rec.
Okay.
We were rec every Tuesday and Thursday, and then all of it just fell apart all of a sudden.
Wow.
I don't know what happened.
Wow, that's really needed in that. And that's our old hood. We both in the same city, and that's the hood, and that's really needed in that, motherfucker. I don't know what happened.
Why did that not work? It was bad.
Why did that not work?
Broke up.
It's typical though. But that's a whole other story. But that's typical.
Yeah.
I plan on fixing a lot of that.
It went away.
Yeah. Shit like that always goes down there. I plan on fixing a lot of that and addressing a lot of shit like that once I get some fucking money, big money. Yeah, I got big plans for my hometown. Stand by. What made you decide to stand for it? What made you want to be an advocate for education?
Well, I guess it's how I grew up, I guess. But, you know, I'm Glenwood, living in Southwood and stuff like that. All you saw was just, most of the time, all you saw was a bunch of ignorance around. And
right.
I remember thinking to myself when I was younger, I was like, I know I'm the only one in this world that thinks the way I do. It cannot be that way. It just
right.
Everybody can't be a trap boy. Everybody can't be turning tricks every night. Every pretty chick can't be turning tricks every night.
Right.
Some pretty chicks got something going on.
You're not lying. It's how I went down in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You just see a lot of crazy.
For real.
Fucking fox,
every pretty chick ain't trying to get their light bill paid by turning the trick. I mean, it got to be different somewhere. It got to be.
Right. Go ahead.
I said, I'll tell you what, I always wanted to go to college anyway, but I said, well, we'll just see. Turn out, there was some holes in college too, but there were some other people too, but the more and more I started learning and started piecing together things here and don't get me wrong, I don't want people to think just because you go to college, you learn. I mean, the best thing one of my professors told me is that one of his habits is that, and actually it was one of my habits, is that he used to get a dictionary and pick it up and read it so he would know what certain words meant, because his mom would say certain words to him, and he wanted to know what they meant.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, whether you read magazines, dictionary, whatever it is, I mean, you got to, and to piggyback on what LL was saying, just awareness, period. You just need to be aware of things that's going on, period.
Exactly.
And
right.
You just got to educate yourself about that. So
okay.
That's, you know.
All right. So education, he's a staunch advocate of education, and I respect that. You feel what I'm saying? I like that particular I like that one a lot, especially if you're advocating it for kids, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
Especially if it's for
underprivileged
kids who don't have access, if you're helping them. Then I'm all for that. You feel me? Do you feel like people who don't stand for? Do you feel like people who don't stand for something are lacking a certain purpose in life, a certain part of life? I feel like people who don't advocate or stand for anything outside of themselves are missing a key component in being alive. Frankly, you feel what I'm saying? I could call you a selfish motherfucker on top of the fact that you're just missing a major point about living. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. They are. A little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, do you feel that way? Do you feel like that?
I used to think that way. I used to. But then the more and more, you get older, you start thinking about stuff. It's like, okay. And I'm not trying to put white people out there. I ain't trying to put white people out there. But a lot of experiences that I've gone through is like some people just don't know and they don't want to know. And so it's like, well, nah, you can't be like that, dog, because if you just going to sit there and just think that one way, then no. I mean, sometimes you got to go out and get to know people and stuff like that to find out what it's really about. So I think if you really ain't got a purpose, I think you ain't living. Because think about it, Lindsay Lohan, she need a hobby or something.
She got a hobby. It's called cocaine. It's called cocaine. It's a big hobby. All right,
well,
listen.
Well, She needs to help somebody else out to keep her mind off that stuff. That's what she needs to do.
Well, maybe so. I think people like that just have too much time and money. Next question. Let me get ready to get some more of these calls. What is something that you would never advocate or stand for?
I'm like LL. I really can't, because when LL was talking, I was like, dang, I can't think of one either, and I still can't think of one. To tell the truth, I used to say I wouldn't stand for homosexuality, and even though I don't agree with it. I just, you know, they do what they do.
I'm the one that brought that up, but I never said that I was anti. I just said I'm like I would never stand for or advocate it. So if you feel like you would never advocate and just be like they have a right, they need to be able to do whatever, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'll never say that. Will I be the person that says they should all burn in hell? No, I won't be all that. But I never advocate for their cause. When their cause is to be treated just like normal heterosexuals, and they're not.
I
would never advocate homosexual marriage for the simple fact that I don't feel like you, if marriage is defined as between a man and a woman, that's cool. But I'm not against the domestic partnership thing. I feel like if you're gonna be gay, and you know this person is basically the person you wake up to every day, then fucking yeah, they should be able to be on your insurance or make the life or death decision to pull the plug on you. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that kind of shit I'm not against. But to say that their lifestyle is the same as me and my wife, and I'm gonna be
I'm standing by that dynamic. It's not the same because there's a dynamic that goes on between a man and a woman that just can't go on between a man and a man or a woman and a woman.
Right. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm not a gay basher. I'm not an advocate of homosexuality, and I never will be one. Hold on, let me make sure. I got some people on the line. Let me see. 612 real quick.
How do you know what though?
Hold on, let me see if it's the artist real quick. Hold on, stand by, T. Lewis. 612.
Yeah.
What's poppin'? Who's this?
This is Gaines.
That's what I thought. I thought that's what it was. I told somebody was supposed to call and tell me what exact number you was calling from, homie, so I could have got you straight on the line. You feel what I'm saying? But no one did that. But I figured it was you because I didn't recognize this area code right here. I haven't seen
it.
612. Where's the 612,
homie?
That's Minnesota, man. Minneapolis.
St. Paul, Twin Cities, right? Yeah.
Minneapolis, Twin Cities, St. Paul, Brooklyn Park, all of that.
Right. The atmosphere.
All of that.
Right. Roger that. So, I got my homie. Everybody, this is we're gonna break down real quick and go to another portion of the show. This is the artist interview and the artist music review portion of K100 Internet Radio. You dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You're rocking with K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host Blizzum. I got my co-host P Reg.
You already know Chainless.
Yeah, we in the building. Broadcasting live over the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. You feel me? We're broadcasting live out of the city of Atlanta. And I got my homie from the app up here, Gaines. He's an artist out of Minnesota. And
Minnesota, yeah. What it do? What it do?
We're getting ready to spin
one.
What up? We're getting ready to spin some of his music, man. I'm going to let him give out his information and tell you where you can get it. Also, if you're follow K100 Internet Radio on MySpace, on Facebook, you'll see where we have a link to his music. We put it up. We flew it up earlier today. I'm going to fly it again at the end of the show. So if you like the music that you hear from him, you'll be able to go to the K100 page on Facebook and MySpace and download it or get to his website, and you can get to his music and you can check it out. He also has a video for one of the songs I'm going to play called Focus that's actually good. I really dig that video, homie.
Thanks, man.
It's pretty good. A lot. Watch it. I was like, yeah, I like that video. It was hot. That's what made me take an interest to it. Yeah.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So,
I got to check that out.
Yeah, we read them. I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah.
All right. So let me tell you this, homie. First of all, tell us about Gaines. Tell us what you are, what you represent. You feel me? And then I'll ask you a couple more questions and we'll get into your song. Go ahead, homie.
All right, well, first off, Gaines representing Crystal, Minneapolis. That's where I'm from, Minnesota. That's what I, you know, live and breathe. Gaines is pretty much, you know, the name derived. It's just my last name, David Gaines, and you know, I've been writing for a minute. So, you know, I just represent being you, being hip-hop, living life to the fullest and not living to anybody else's restrictions. And I spit that in my songs and my raps, and I rock with it. that's how you feel.
Right, right. So you should fit right in with the K100 crowd.
I should.
you see, my logo is a middle finger, which ultimately tells you what the fuck I'm about.
Exactly.
So we won't do what we want. Right. What kind of style are you on? Who are some artists that influence your style? Did you just come up with your own joint? What kind of style are you on? Before I play the song, they're gonna hear it for themselves. But how would you describe your style to the people?
I'm glad you asked that. Honestly, you know, I'll just explain how, you know, who influenced me as far as in the game music. I mean, I first was introduced to, like, jazz. My dad, he's an old school cat, so listening to all, you know, Barry White and stuff like that, so I got, you know, a naturally harmonic tone. But as far as music influences, Nas, Eminem, Tech N9ne, people that, you know, is more into the lyricism, and that's just where I've been at. And as far as my style, I say it's just in your face, my opinion, how I feel. I like to put as many different flows into a verse as I can, and I like to be on topic, you know. So when you hear my stuff, you ain't gonna hear just some pointless rap. You're gonna hear something that means something, and that's why you're gonna feel connected to it.
Right. That's a very, very, very. If you listen to any of my music, you absolutely know that that's exactly
I stay on topic.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
But what's so crazy though about it?
Uh huh.
I fuck with Tech N9ne. Never heard nobody be like, you know what I mean? Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah, Tech N9ne.
A lot of niggas don't fuck with Tech, but I fuck with Tech, nigga. Let's go.
All right, so one more. All right, real quick, gangs. As pertaining to what we're talking about, real quick, real briefly, and then I'm gonna go into the song. I'm gonna spin that focus joint. And you got a funny song called "I Hate My Job" that I know a lot of us can relate to. You feel me?
Yeah, that's on the radio down here.
Right. But I'm gonna spin the focus joint because I'm gonna spin
for
that.
Sure.
If I have time, I'll spin "Hate My Job" at the end of the show. But I'm definitely gonna spin focus as soon as I ask you this next question. Do you advocate for anything? Is there something outside of gangs, the artists, or whatever that you stand for? Sounds like you stand for hip hop, like I do. You feel me?
Right.
You understand? And I'm a staunch advocate of hip hop and keeping the hip hop culture alive. Anything that I feel like may downgrade the hip hop culture, I'm against it. Like whack rappers, fake rappers.
Right. We gotta get something out of there.
Right. So I'm against all of them niggas. But what outside of that, what is something else that you advocate, and then I'll get into the record?
I mean, I'm not really a political cat. If I say I had to say I stood for something or that I advocate, it's just, like I said, living life to the fullest, being yourself, you know, not letting anybody, you know, impact who you are. I mean, you can be influenced by people, but just living, doing what you truly want to do and being who you truly want to be. And, you know, being happy. So whatever I could do to help anybody out, you know, I just, whenever people ask me for guidance on anything, I just say, you know, do whatever makes you feel happy, you know, and not you know, living to other people's expectations. And that's
my
biggest thing. That's what I stand for. As far as political, I don't get deep into it because I don't care about that shit. I just, you know, I live. I mean, I care about some shit, but, you know, we ain't going to get into it.
All right. Well, this is the homie Gaines out of Minnesota, Minneapolis. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And this is his joint called Focus, You Dig. Y'all check it out. Y'all holler at the dude. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Gaines, where can they find their music real quick? Where can they find
your music? You can find me at ReverbNation/Gaines. I'm on Facebook. You can find me at Gaines over there. We got, you know, thousands of fans and stuff. Just check us out at Reverb Nation for sure, ReverbNation.com/Gaines. And you can shots to Free Minds. That's my crew. You can find that page on Facebook. And that's pretty much it. We everywhere, MySpace, all /@Gaines, Twitter, /I'm Gaines, I-M-G-A-I-N-E-S. You know, find me or I'll find you.
All right, homie. Stand by. Gaines, all right. Focus.
Everything, it's all good now, look, right, Ramon? Cool. Some people say I need a CAT scan. Please see, I'm talking cold like Batman.
Like
Christmas trees, I'm like Mayweather and Batman. What you mean? You can't see the fight within me, a rebel, and that's why I stay.
Anybody wanna get it, can get it. I got the muscle of the pride of a lion. I got the height of Titan. Would you hear me on the street? And I did it. And if I didn't, then I'm doing it. I'm fighting, fighting, flying a hydra can handle. Not immediately can put me in shackles. No cage in peace, since I came here to peace. All days on the beast, sunsets in the west, but it days on the east. No peace, depending on how good that I float this, you won't notice that I'm not saying anything. I'm the coldest and off topic. I'm so sick that my mind just off. Way in the dream. No disrupting them. Remember when I couldn't touch the rim, but now I fly high. I don't fuck with friends, I got your trophy. And haters just adjust the lens so you can focus.
I'm rolling solo for the moment. Tell you that the only thing that's on my mind is focus. I'm rolling solo for the moment. You know, and that's the only thing that's on my mind.
So disturbed, just a nerd who got him shook like a handshake. Shaking only time he's sipping syrup with his pancakes. Damn straight, now you're listening to the champion. No champagne, vodka shots go to the head. Cause I'm out of control and I got a lot of issues. Alcoholic levels rising, the devil's in the horizon. And I be crying inside because I'm all out of tissue. Got a vision, all cause you can never understand me. That's why I'm infinitely thankful for my family. You can never mark us like Candy. And our peace is bragging and our peace is sagging. For only when you really want to unleash the dragon. I'm still cool, the head of myself seems on a hill like Drew. Never again will I pop a fiddle, yo, ew. The world's ill, this is more potent than potions of focus. Focus, the world's ill, got me so sick, no issue. Straight cruising in my locomotive, rolling solo for the moment. Cause the only thing I'm trying to do is focus.
Cause I'm rolling solo for the moment. Tell you that the only thing that's on my mind is focus. I'm rolling solo for the moment. You know, and that's the only thing that's on my mind.
Get that, I'm about to kill it. I'ma spit it till my teeth is tart. Cause when the heat gets sparked, stereos in the system of a down. As a Lincoln Park and then think of smart. Hall, oh, cat, pissy off the drinks of all. And my stance a little heavy cause I drink a lot. Yeah, I'll through the hurdles when I move. With the purple headed dish, all the weight that I cop with the sink a lot. When I'm like checking, just like, oh no. Not checking, just like, go, bro. Speak to my niggas in a bottle till you wake. At your funeral like the rose, bro. So don't start with me. Whack cracking niggas, what bothers me? Why you lame, trying to swag and your raps kind of drag. Skip surfing, you'll catch me in the water. Who's in while I'm proving in this game, still I'm drowning. Impatient with these lames, label execs still ain't found them yet. Guess I'm waiting in the underground and yeah. Pass me a drink and I'm downing it. On stage with the rage and I'm clowning it. Give up for the middle, I'm clowning it.
I'm rolling solo for the moment. Tell you that the only thing that's on my mind is focus. I'm rolling solo for the moment. You know, and that's the only thing that's on my mind.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcome back to goddamn K100 Internet Radio. You dig?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Episode 137. You understand what I'm saying? If you like that song that you just checked out, make sure you go to the Facebook page for K100 Radio if you're our Facebook friend. If you're not our Facebook friend, kill yourself and goddamn get on your job.
Get motherfucking focused, people.
Right. Get focused. All right. And then we're gonna put a link to Gaines' music on the K100 page any second now, you feel me? And we're going to have that up there for you guys to check out. I like that record, though, you feel me? And he has another one that I downloaded called I Hate My Job, you feel what I'm saying? And that would be another one that we can get into. K100 Internet Radio, I told you guys at the beginning of this year, K100 is going to get back into the artist platform, into the artist music and all that kind of stuff right there. You feel me? We're going to stay on topic and we're going to keep on talking, you feel me? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show.
Once again,
347-934-0966. Well, I got some of Gaines' listeners on the line and some of his families on the line and all these other people on the line. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in to K1 Internet Radio.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit the number one. We're going to talk about it for our episode that we're talking about today, standing for something. We're talking about being an advocate. And, of course, how could I possibly do a show about advocate, named Advocate?
And you don't play your song.
And without running the Chainless Entertainment Advocate. Stay on the line. Real hip hop. Blizzum, the advocate. And we'll come right back to the conversation. You dig? Let's go.
Oh, okay. Once again, let's go. All I need is one mic. Hey, Jason Static and the little homie Class City on the track. Hey, 5-0, come on.
Put away your whips and chains. Break out your brains. I don't need the platinum and rims to stake my claim. My game is my brains and other rappers.
sun and in the shade, and I ain't feeling they breeze. From the hood, Glenwood, full of cocaine dreams. A different day, the same drama, niggas don't change scenes. Yeah, small town raised for big city living. So you know I keep a big pistol in case they don't listen. Paycheck slipping, keep a toe in the game. So if they get the pink slippers, I'll be dipping the same. I'm a hustler, the truth moves smooth through my jugular. How this five fake goon lies, I won't fuck with y'all. The streets say, split them, you the illest, why you ain't on? The industry that got a death sentence with them same songs. But I'm back, back. Yeah, hip hop navigate. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. Keep from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 go. It's like a phone check. Go, 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 go. It's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 go. That nigga deal with it. Go, go, go. I talk it, I deliver it. Why you rapping pistol action? You ain't ready for that. Cause if it pop off, your bodyguard screaming, you should get back. I'm here to restore the feeling. Garbage got me dumb, so much trapping and snapping like Novocaine's up in their gums. Some say I'm dumb, cause I ain't wanna change with the time. But when the hood stop being slum, I'll change my rhyme. The game's quit, done to break away from the crowd. I call and game a competition, interrupt their style. Jump up screaming wild like I should be paid. And then slam the mic down and straight wobble off the stage. I should write a novel off the stage, cause Lord knows I can kill you with a pen in one phrase. And nowadays, I'd rather just shit with me and Shorty. That's why I stay up in the trap all night with the boys. And you can call it soul food, but I call it soul food. The evolution of self, like I'm supposed to. But I'm back, yeah, hip-hop navigate. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. Keep from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 go. It's right, I'm going to check. Go, 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 go. It's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 go. That nigga deal with it. Go, go, go. I talk it, I deliver it. I switched up swag on them. Ziploc bag on them. Fresh pop tags on them. Taking a chance. Your flow's foul, throw the flag on them. Chicks throw the ass on them. Cops put the task on them. I'm the man. Jason Static Monk, throw me that beef. Let it bump. Sounding like some old SP-12 shit off the jump. Blizzom, the product of sun. All I need is one mic, two buzz, and motherfucker, you done. Yeah, but I'm back. Yeah, hip-hop navigate. Not your everyday, but yeah, I'm still smashing it. Keep from the south, but the flow's so elaborate. Haters wanna block my shine, I'm not having it. Go, 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 go. That's right, I'm going to check. Go, 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 go. That's right, I'm still the best. Go, 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 go. That nigga deal with it. Go, go, go. I talk it, I deliver it. Go, 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 go.
And I'm back, Hip Hop Advocate. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. From the 651, what's popping?
Yo, man, what's good, man? Yo, that focus on what's hot as hell, man.
Right, right. I'm fucking with that, man. I'm fucking with that, man. Thanks for calling the show, man. If you're friends with me on MySpace and you are, or you following the, or you like the K100 page on Facebook, I just posted up the link so you can get to the homie Gaines' music. He also has a video for that Focus joint. You feel me? And, so if you go to that website that we posted up on Reverb Nation, I think the homie's got that's where you can see the video, and that's where I saw that. And it's pretty dope, man. Pretty dope. So big ups to him. Thanks for him to him for submitting
for
the music.
Sure, man.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's what's popping. 651, is that Minnesota too? Ain't it?
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's what's up, man. Well, thanks for calling the show, man. I see you supporting the homie, and that's what it's all about. You feel what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
We out here. We're a platform for this independent artist. We independent artists ourselves. That was my song, The Advocate, that just went off. You feel me? We're Chainless Entertainment. For those of y'all who don't know, this on the phone line.
Yes, sir.
You feel what I'm saying? And that's who we are down here. We by way of Atlanta, Georgia. We from all different places, Florida and everything, man. So we trying to give these artists another platform. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Give them another way to get their music out there. That's what it's all about. We're going to do a lot more of that this year on K100 Internet Radio, man. So would you want to participate in the show for episode 137, homie?
Shoot, man, why not? Yeah.
All right, for sure. Episode 137, we back on task. We back on the subject. we're talking about standing for something, homie. We're talking about standing for something. A lot of people say you stand for something and you fall for anything. You feel me?
Exactly.
And so what we're talking about tonight is being an advocate of something that you believe in, what you stand for. You feel me? Now, outside of yourself, is that something else in life that you stand for or that you advocate? You feel me? Any kind of cause or anything like that?
Truthfully, like, I do games cat or whatever. Like, I've been peeping all this shit, and it's like some real music. And nowadays, a lot of these cats focus on swag and style, not even the flow itself. Like, really, ain't nobody saying shit on the music nowadays. That's what I stand for, you know? Somebody who's actually saying shit in the hip hop, that's all.
Okay, well, that's one cause. Real good music. I'm actually an advocate of hip hop myself. You feel me? In the culture and everything that embodies it. So, that's a good one right there. You feel me?
For sure.
Standing for that. You say you stand for that. So, okay, if you stand for that, how do you go about supporting it and actively making people know that you stand for it and supporting your cause? How do you go about doing that?
I mean, I'm an artist myself, but I don't really like to, like, everybody making music nowadays, so what I like to do is, you know, local artists who doing their thing, whatever, like, I show love for them and shit. I call them for the radios and add to Facebook pages, and I do promotions and shit, so that's pretty much all I'm about, you know?
All right, that's cool. What made you decide to start being an advocate of hip-hop? Is it your love for it yourself personally, or what?
I guess, like, just seeing everything change from 15 years ago to, like, dope music to all this pretty shit and all this, hey, skinny jeans shit. Like, I ain't thinking all that. That's what I'm about.
Right. So I guess the change in the game is what prompted you to do it. Me too, by the way. You feel me? Do you feel like people who don't stand for nothing, like, missing a point, a major purpose in life? I feel like people who don't stand for anything, well, if you ain't got no cause outside of yourself, like, you missing a whole key point of living. What about you?
Right. Like, I mean, shoot, what can you say if you ain't got, if you don't know what you about, what can you say about anybody else, you know?
That's a good point. I like that. You feel me? Last question. What's something that you would never stand for or advocate? What's something that you would never advocate or stand for?
Something I never advocate or stand for. I guess, personally, like, everybody's all about these next fads. And, you know, like, if you doing what everybody else is doing, like, if you ain't you, that ain't real. Like, you ain't keeping real with you, you doing what everybody else doing, that shit ain't even cool, man. Like, that's all I'm about.
All right. Well, that's what's up, homie. Well, man, hey, thanks for calling in to the show. Thanks for taking the time to support your fellow artists and everything
Minnesota.
Like that.
Minnesota!
Tell them, if you're going to be promote K100. How about that? Can you do that for me?
Ain't no doubt, bro.
All right, man. Just, hey, www.k100radio.com/k-100. Look the site up. Shout us out on Facebook. Tell the artists about us. You know what I'm saying? We'll get it popping. You feel me? I actually be up in Minnesota a lot, man. I got peoples up there. I didn't even tell James that, but I connect with the dude. Yeah, I come up there all the time, man. You feel me? I got a lot of people up there that I fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's so,
I like it. Yeah. The white girls up there, man. Love niggas. The white girls up there love niggas.
You from GA, baby. Hell yeah, already, man. Yeah.
They love niggas. That's they don't even do white boys up there.
But you just getting on me.
I just said.
About saying that you was a male whore, right?
What does that got to do with the conversation?
I'm saying, you saying the white women's in Minnesota.
What does that got? Why has that made me a male whore?
Man, you killing me, man.
How does that make me a male whore? Because I said the white girl. That is.
The
interracial shit is up,
me.
Is big up there.
Hey.
Not like down here. It's not nothing like down here. It's totally different. I'm just saying.
You might not look like shit.
Nah, man. All right, homie. Thanks for calling the show, man. This guy. All right, homie. I'm hanging up, man. Tell him about us, man.
Switched up bags on him. Ziploc bag, yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, I'm hanging up. All right, I'll let you, homie. Be easy. Yeah.
Free minds.
All right. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show.
We in the building, man. The grinder and the player, man. We right here, man. Stay right here.
Like I said, what did that take? About 15, 20 minutes out of the show. So I'm dedicating the show like that. You feel me? You gotta roll with me on that. You feel me? You gotta hang around. You gotta stay on the phone lines. You feel me? If you wanna be a part of K100, because we're gonna be getting back into the music aspect of this. I plan on doing this preferably every episode. I like to feature an artist, but I know it's not gonna work out like that. You feel me? We're gonna have shows where we don't have any artists, new material or whatever. But I In a perfect world, we have new artists and new music every day. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And so that's going to be the platform of the show. You feel me? So you got to rock with that if you're going to be with me, all right? If you're going to rock with K100, it's just that simple. You know what I'm saying?
China's is still growing, baby.
Yeah, for sure, man. And that really helps us because what you don't realize is they spread the show out because in order for them to get on the show, they have to go on their website and post up K100 Internet Radio, you feel me, on their MySpace and Facebook, you feel me, and, you know, that's somebody in Minnesota or whoever, that never heard of us.
Mo Connects,
you feel me? That's how we got to do it, you know what I'm saying? They promote us, we promote them. Everybody's happy. All right. So back to episode 137, you did. What do you stand for? Pete, what else do you stand for besides Chainless Entertainment? What does you stand for besides them?
Man, I'm for the kids, though. You know, I really stand for the kids. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with them kids heavy, man.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'll touch on to somebody else that's the number one on the phone line. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, and make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. Hit the number one if you want to talk. If not, I just assume you're here listening, which is all cool with me. We got a lot of shit we can talk about, and music, and all kind of shit. You feel me? But make sure you hit the number one if you want me to come to your phone line, all right? One of the other things that I said that I advocate, you feel me? I said that I advocate free speech and entrepreneurship. You feel me?
Definitely entrepreneurship.
Really an advocate of entrepreneurship. I am all for people not working for another motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? Even though I know it's impossible for everybody to be a boss. You
in
know
a perfect
me?
World.
In a perfect world.
Hold on. First off, everybody can't be a boss.
Everybody got the capacity to be a boss.
Right.
That's the first thing. Everybody doesn't have the drive, the vision, the leadership. It's a lot of things that entails being an entrepreneur, the go-getter attitude, the mentality.
A true boss. Let's put it like that. A true boss.
A true boss, you feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, a real talk, man, nigga ain't going to let you talk to him in any kind of way.
Right.
So if you try to boss it up, man, you might as well goddamn, you know what I'm saying, go find you some peons, man, you know what I'm saying, just go do that shit.
Right. So if you want to be an entrepreneur and you want to start your own company, I'm really an advocate of that. I preach that all the time. And with my kids growing up, you feel me, I'm going to steer my kids. I want them to go to college if they want to go to college, whatever, but I'm definitely going to be steering them more towards ownership of a business or an idea that they concepted out or that they see a need for more than going to college. I want them to go to college, and I'm going to push them to go to school and further their education, but I think a lot of us leave that part. I want my children to be entrepreneurs. I want my children to be innovators, builders, people, you know, that come up with. I want them to be the next Mark Zuckerberg, you know what I'm saying, to make the next Facebook or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And if they want to work for Facebook or whatever, that's cool. I want them to be able to get an education and do that if they need to. But I really want them to be able to run the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Own the shit.
You feel me? They, of course, will be handed down a media empire, you know what I'm saying? A guy willing, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of me doing this. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, when you die, you can't leave your kids the business. You can leave them a little bit of money and a little insurance money and stuff, but I want to leave them the insurance and the business. You feel me? I want to leave them something that they can
believe. The impact, baby. Take over, really.
And so entrepreneurship was another thing that I really staunchly advocated on in the synopsis of the show. You feel me? That was another thing that I'm really big on. I'm really big on entrepreneurs and people who want to own their own business. I like people like that. I want to be around people like that. If they get an idea and I like it and I think it's good, I'll help them with it. I'll do what I can, you feel me, as long as they show love and reciprocate that back to me. You feel me? So entrepreneurship is something that I'm really a big, big, staunch advocate of. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I see my homegirl Ruby Candy is on the line. You feel me? I got a lot of people on the line, but not everybody's hitting the number one, but it's okay. Ruby, what's happening, babe?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Thanks for calling the show. What's popping?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Ruby, know what we're talking about. Episode 137, you dig? We're talking about standing for something, okay? Besides yourself, outside of yourself, mm-hmm. What is something that you stand for in life that you advocate?
Cancer and equal rights.
A cancer and equal rights. Now, it's funny because you're saying equal. You're saying a cancer because you were a cancer survivor, right?
Mm-hmm. And my equal, family, you know, they, you know.
Okay. And equal rights for everybody, like meaning homosexuals and everybody, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I said earlier, and everybody that's on the phone line, everybody listening to the show.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
I know.
Earlier.
Yeah, well, if not for anything but debated, that's the whole point of the show. Now,
right.
Do you feel like people like myself who I say I will never advocate homosexuality, you feel me? Because it's just a lifestyle that
right.
I just don't agree with, you feel me?
And that's right. A lot of people's not going to agree with that, but I don't knock anybody for it.
Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? First of all, when
right.
I say I'm not advocating, I'm not a hater. I'm not anti-homosexual. I'm not a homophobic, but I don't advocate the lifestyle. You
right.
know the difference, right? You feel
right.
what I'm saying? So when you encounter people who say that, what do you feel like I shouldn't be that way? Or what? Do you think?
No, because I mean everybody has their own opinions. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You can't change anybody's minds. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I can't sit there and say, well, you know, Blism, everybody should be different. You know, you should do this because this person's in love. You know, you can't classify. It's just like saying, like back in the day, you know, you couldn't unisex marriage like the color. White men can't marry, you know, black women or, you know, all
right.
this other stuff. You can't, I mean, it's the same thing. But now look at it. You get, you know, people having babies. Hell, look at me. Shit, I'm mixed with so much shit, it's ridiculous.
Right. And so,
that's a good thing.
And so people right now would say, you know what, Blizzum, you know, you're really closed-minded or whatever because it used to be like that back then. Of course, we'll without trailing off and moving the show into another subject, which is a whole nother
right.
subject. You feel me? I think the inherent difference that you'll meet people like myself who don't advocate it
right.
by saying we don't feel like being. I'm still one of the people who don't feel like you people are born gay. I still feel like it's a choice. And so
right.
therefore,
I mean, you don't
it's not
have
the same
to
thing.
You don't have to advocate it. You don't have to agree with it. Just
right.
I mean, hey, just respect it. And that's what I respect about y'all because y'all respect it. I mean, you say what you have to say, but hey, look at me. I'm still y'all friend, and I mean, the shit that I do and the whole gay thing, y'all still behind me 100%. Some of it, but
100.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. I'm behind you as a person. 100%.
Right.
But the shit you do,
I'm
behind like 30%.
Right.
Because you know you be doing
right.
some fucking crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But as a person, you feel me? Yeah, I'm definitely behind you 100%.
Yeah.
Definitely behind you 100%. So that's what I want people to make sure that they understand. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you just can't. I mean, who you fall in love with, you can't change that. You really can't change that. So,
right.
I mean, hell, if I could, shit, if my wife went into a coma today, hell yeah. Hey, pull the plug on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? As soon as she got pulled the plug. I mean, it's because, I mean, hey, it is what it is. Some people just think that, you know, some women, because I met a lot of women, and at this little group that I used to go to, I met a lot of women, you know, they really felt like, you know, they were supposed to be a man. And some men felt like they were supposed to be a woman, like they were, you know, it was just like they were just bottled up inside, something was wrong, and such stuff. So, I mean, you meet a lot of different people, and I have met a lot of different people over the years, and I don't downgrade them. I don't look at them no different. I look at everybody the same.
Right, right, right. I don't know if I do that.
I treat everybody the same way because nobody has, until you do harm to me or to my family, is something, you know, it's something different. But I treat everybody the way I want to be treated, with respect.
Well, I treat most people with a certain amount of respect, but everybody can't get, some people don't deserve.
Yeah, some people don't, and, you know, I just look over them, you know, I look over them type, you know, we're talking about the whole bad people, the ones that should be, you know, sent, you know, different shit, different topic,
right.
different day,
right.
but, I mean, hey, everybody wasn't born the same, everybody's different, so.
Right, okay, so you said you advocate, the things that you do, which is cancer awareness and,
mm-hmm.
Equality. Right. How do you support, how do you actively go about standing for it? How do you go about helping the cause? What do you do physically?
Like I donate. I donate to this charity. It's a cancer research.
Uh-huh.
And I donate to them every month.
Okay.
Like I do the little flyers and, you know, I go and the stuff that I did for Christmas, it went to the children at the hospital.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that's good. You feel me? That's a good way to,
mm-hmm.
you know, to financially support something. Look, hey, money don't grow on trees. So
right. Cause there's it's a lot of people that, like this lady that was in, She was in chemo with me, but her insurance and stuff, they wouldn't pay for it. And, you know, my mom and us, you know, since we go by, they paid for the whole thing. And, I mean, it's just, you know, hey, it's just giving a gift to where gifts is due because, I mean, everybody deserves a chance.
I don't think
anybody should give up. And just like kids, you know, my son, he'll go and, like, every other week when he goes to Dallas, my mom and him, or him and my uncle, you know, they have this little thing. They go and they read to children and shit like that. It's so cute. You know, I don't think I could do it because I'll probably end up crying. But, I mean, it's just different kids that, you know, you can't help but, you know, love them and support them, and everybody needs a chance, especially kids.
Right. So do you feel like people who don't stand for something are missing a major part of life, are missing a major point of living? I feel like people who don't stand for something outside of themselves are really missing a major point of living. You feel me? I think it's one of the key components of being alive and being a person. You know, of course, you have to get to a certain point in your life and age before you realize that, and you actually have to do it. Once you do it, you'll really realize it. You feel what I'm saying? But what do you think about that?
I think so, because I used to be that way.
Right.
Until
so do you feel
it,
like
really
that?
Hits, yeah, because I don't care, you know, until it just really hits home. I mean, you have to, because it makes you feel a lot better just to stand something, you know, stand up for something that you really, truly believe in, because if you don't stand up for it, who else is?
You're right about that. You feel me? But,
you know, who else is going to stand up for it? I mean, it takes one.
Right.
It just takes one, and then one, and then the next one to follow, and then the next one to follow.
All right. What's something that, what's something that you feel like you would never advocate, you would never stand for?
It used to be the death penalty. But, I was on the phone that day when y'all, you know, you were talking, but I had to get off. And,
uh-huh.
But when that guy, it was like a while back ago, that guy killed these people, and he was riding around with their heads, wearing their heads. You know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about? What are you talking about now?
It was like a long time. I don't know. It was a long time ago. I don't know if it was a movie or something. I was a little kid, but they found the guy. He was driving around. He was a mass murderer. He was driving around, and he wore this woman's head, skull, or whatever, on his head.
Oh, yeah. Well, he needs to die.
Yeah, you know, and Hannibal and all that stuff. I mean,
yeah.
People eaters and, yeah. But it's something that I don't really know.
No,
I don't even know.
I could think. What about you, PUA? What's something that you would never advocate? You don't think you answered that particular question? Did you answer that? What about you, PUA? What's something that you would never advocate? Huh?
Killing the animals, the rainforest, and all that.
Killing what? I mean,
killing,
I said
like the rainforest and all that.
I said that's something that you would. Is that something that you would never advocate? Never.
Like the whole like tearing down the rainforest and all that. No, I wouldn't. Like the whole like. The animals and how they be doing research on the animals and shit like that. No, I ain't down with that.
Oh, you want to be a part of PETA too? You
I'm not.
You
I don't wear fur. I have a fur jacket now. Shit, that shit. I mean, my mom buys for me. Shit, I don't do that.
Are you wearing it? Oh, whoa. You
no,
wear,
I don't
you
wear,
wear
it. I don't wear it.
You don't wear it?
No,
okay.
I don't wear it.
Oh, okay.
You should.
No, I don't. Mm-mm. Hell no. Me personally, because I know people that if I go out, they're going to put spray paint me or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, get the fuck out of
nobody's
here.
Nobody's going to spray paint you if you wear that fur.
No, I have a few cousins that, you know, they're not down with that. The whole fur thing, and I don't know. Hey, it's the 60s all over again.
Where they have all these goddamn car-carrying, Peter-loving black people at that I've never met?
Hey, I need me a fox around my neck.
Oh, no. See, no. No. Hey, I love animals. I love
do you
animals.
Do you eat meat?
You know what? I stopped eating pork. Hold on.
Okay.
I stopped eating pork because my grandpa killed a pig. But if I eat it, if I don't see it, but I eat beef and chicken. I eat beef
and
chicken.
So you can't sit here and tell me that chicken that you, is a fucking elf.
That you worried about wearing a fur that you don't want to advocate. You don't want to advocate.
No, I don't. I just don't do.
Have you ever seen a slaughterhouse?
No, and I don't want to because I love chicken too much.
But you just said it. You're going to advocate.
Yeah, see, that's why I stopped eating pork because I see my grandpa.
You still eat
pigs.
Yeah, the pig, the cow slaughterhouse is just as bad as the pig slaughterhouse.
Now, see, if I seen it, I wouldn't eat it.
Well, maybe you need to just check. I'm gonna forward you a link. I got a link.
No,
Why not?
No,
I'm trying to help you out.
No, don't. I don't want to see it.
No,
because then you're going to try to turn me into a vegan or a vegetarian.
I'm trying to make you keep it 100. I want you to keep it 100.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to keep it 100. I mean, I just don't do the fur. I don't do the fur. I like little furry animals.
So
I don't do the fur. That's one thing about it. I don't do the pork.
Is the fox any more special than the cow or something that we should know about? What's so special about a fox?
I don't know. I never had the meat.
No, you said you don't wear the fur coat or the meat.
No, I don't.
I mean, they're all
I don't because, I mean, meat is meat, but I mean, why would you, I mean, fur?
But
no,
you eat them.
I'm sorry, but it's just, I can't really, fur is good, like, I can't because you don't understand it, but I've always been like that. I'm just not down with
it. Let's change it. You can't have it both ways, okay? Either you're going to stop eating meat or you're going to change the answer when I ask you what is it that you
well,
want.
Well, how about this? I love eating meat. Okay, I love eating meat, but I don't wear the skin, okay? How about that?
You still advocate.
Hey, that goes along. I'll take that for you.
No. You can't fucking have it both ways, Pete. If you're
going
to sit here and say that you're not an advocate, no. You better sit here and say that you're not going to advocate. You know what? You'll never be an advocate of mistreating animals. Then you cannot advocate.
No, I mean, because I don't. Have you seen the ASPC commercial that them animals? It's oh my god, oh my god.
Hey, you know what? You people like that really kill me. This is something right here. You know what?
And I am going to donate to him too because that's sad. I mean, I love animals. I love animals, but I don't have any cows and I don't have any chickens. But we do have some horses. And you know, once you like, I seen this guy kill a goat. Do you know when you kill a goat, he says, "Please," that's what he says.
How about this? Please stop the madness. God damn it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that joke was
funny now. All you people out here listening to the damn show.
Yeah.
From the podcast to the website to the phone lines right now.
If
you're
going to
sit here and tell me
that
you're a staunch advocate of animal rights, and the next time I see you, you eating a motherfucking hamburger.
Yeah, no, I said no. I mean, I'm not down for it. I'm not down for it. It's not like, you know,
that's
I donate and say, okay. But I just don't wear fur. I don't wear fur. That's it.
You're
I just don't wear fur.
Well, just say you don't wear fur, but that's not what I asked
I just
you.
Said that. I just
no,
did not say
I,
that. I don't wear the skin, but
that.
I eat the meat.
Okay, so just say that. Don't say that you're
Ruby.
Your co-host name? Didn't I just say that? He said, I take that.
And I told him the hell no, too.
Hey, that's
you can't just take that. No.
That was a cute joke about the goat. I just want you to know that was a cute joke.
Yeah, it was. But he does say, please. He does.
Okay.
That was a cute joke.
Yeah, okay. The point
is.
But you eat meat, but you don't wear the fur. I don't eat fish.
I don't eat no kind of seafood. Only eat beef and chicken.
Don't say that you don't advocate. You never advocate the mistreatment of animals if you eat beef. Because in order
for
that
because you know when you see it, I'm talking about like little dogs and you know like shit like that. But I mean, I just don't wear the fur. That's why I said I don't wear the fur. I don't wear the fur.
So Ruby, we're gonna see you that you gonna be motherfucking.
No, you know what? Hey, if you send me something, I promise I will not open it. I won't open it. I already know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
Hey, you know what? Hey, whatever it is, I'm gonna send it to somebody else and they'll tell me what it is.
Okay.
And you know what it is?
All right. Oh my God,
Ruby,
okay.
Killing me right all now. All right,
Ruby.
Please.
All right, Ruby. Thank you. Thanks, babe. Stand by. Okay. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show.
We in the building.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You feel me? I that whole exchange is just if you're not gonna know, it's just as simple as just keeping it 100. If you're gonna say that you're an advocate or an advocate of something or an advocate against something, you got to be all the way in with it. You can't say you're against. You'll never be an advocate of homosexuality. And you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And you engage in it, or you can't say you'll never be an advocate of mistreatment of animals. And you know you eat beef and eat meat. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? A lot of people call me hypocritical, and I accept it. I accept it when people say, "Well, Blizzom, you would do a threesome with two chicks." You feel me? But you'll never be an advocate of homosexuality, and that's actually very, very, very hypocritical. I have really no answer for that. I can't really defend that. You know, you really can't defend it. You really can't say, "Oh, well, you'll never be an advocate of homosexuality," but you said you'll do a threesome with two chicks. You feel me? And you know, if the two chicks do whatever to each other, you won't give a fuck. See, that's very, 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 very hip, and I can openly acknowledge and assess that. But at the end of the day, fuck it. Yeah, baby.
Sounds like the words of somebody who has died.
Bring a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I see Ruby wants to say something to that. Yes, Ruby.
That is being very hypocritical.
It is. It is.
Yes,
bring
it is.
Friend.
Okay.
Bring
I don't mind, but see, you know what? I don't mind because pussy's a piece of meat too, and I love eating meat. Now.
So she got my joke when I say.
And you can bring a friend too.
There we go. And it's almost time for the after party. I can tell. I ain't mad.
I just want to say thanks to Shay for the nut last night. It was good, babe. Real good.
What? I can't even let you talk about that until I'm not gonna do it after party tonight, so I might open up the phone lines real quick and let Shay say that. Shay, really quick, Shay.
You need to stop. You should get up last night. Don't even put that on the air like that. Have somebody think.
It was good. Facebook, that was good. And to Z and Michael, y'all some punks. Y'all just gonna leave me there with the dead body.
You can't even talk about this story halfway with other people listening and they'd be like, "What the fuck, dead bodies?"
Hey, you just gotta hate the top of the hate. You just have to see it on Facebook.
Look, yeah.
No, Shay.
But they're not even in the private group. If they're not.
They're not in the private. Okay, so this is what it was. She came in and she said she has nothing but her T-shirt on. Okay, so she was drinking and everything like that, so she was a little horny, so she put, "Hey, if can't no man stand up for me," or something like that. So shit, hey, I took it upon myself to tell her to open up her legs and just play with it and wait for me because I'm on my way. So it is what it is. Michael and Z, they was in the corner with their little jack-off socks. Jack and I was in the corner while I was doing all the work. Doing all the work, my DNA is all over the place, and she kind of had a heart attack or something and died on us last night, and they left me there with her, ran out. Michael was still jacking off when he was running out the door. And everything like that, but I laid next to you until a dead body until you woke up, and I did call the police, and I was
Now, let me explain to people that's listening to this. This was just something that was posted on Facebook, and they turned it into a whole narrative, a whole 100-comment status on Facebook.
Man, it's funny.
Because I came back on everybody this morning.
Yo, Shay.
Hey, your kitty had 9 lives, and now it has a half. That's
what's up.
Shay.
What's up,
P.J.? Go ahead.
I can't believe people, you leaving people with the nuts and shit. You think spazzing out?
No, I was drinking, and I was, like, listening to music. And you know how you get in that zone, right? And, you know, songs was coming on, and I was, like, I guess I was, like, Facebook drunk texting or whatever.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. She had me on Facebook sexting.
Came on. I'm posting up the lyrics that I was singing along, and they just took it and went with it. Before I knew it, I had, like, passed out. I had drunk a damn bottle of wine this morning,
yep.
And they took it and made a damn miniseries out of it.
Yes, we did. It was funny as shit. It was funny.
Hey, Shay.
It was funny as shit, and they just going to leave me there, the helpless one. Two guys right there, and they just going to leave me. What kind of shit? What kind of shit is that? But that was the best 5 minutes of my life, I can say that.
Oh, my God.
It was a blast because, I mean, I was just rolling on the floor the whole time we was typing, and it was funny. I enjoyed it. It was hilarious.
It was
hilarious. And whoever didn't get it, like Bosom say, hey, you can delete yourself off of K100 because, I mean, it was funny as shit.
It was just something that we were just playing with in the group page, you feel
mm-hmm.
me? And it was real crazy though. It was real funny.
Yeah. Now all these female off in there and them two, and then Shay left, and I was waiting on Keisha because Keisha F is normally always on.
And she wasn't
mm-hmm.
there. No,
she came in late. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I couldn't do CPR because you was already cold, so I didn't want to, you know. I put your clothes back on at least.
they basically raped and did all kind of crazy things to Shay while she was
mm-hmm.
passed out. Thought she was dead. But that was just a story. It's just a story.
Hey, Shay.
It's a story that they made up, and they was talking about it
on
the K100 page.
What's up, P-Red?
Baby, please don't drink no wine and fucking pass out again. You
especially not around Ruby.
I know. I'm going to stay on Facebook tonight because I'm already got started.
No,
yeah.
Hey, they can't get me for rape. They can't get me for rape. They can't get me for rape.
So?
I don't know shit.
Can, oh, no. Yeah, you can't be charged with rape. Yes,
well, you know what? Hey, I'm going to make sure I got my body condom on, no hairs. I'm going to put on a wig.
Body condom.
Yeah.
Whatever. Nah.
I'm a saran wrap it. I'm a saran
you
wrap it.
Because I love you, I'm not going to press charges this time.
I told him that the Facebook police is going to come get me for rape.
And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But it was fun, doll. I had fun with y'all. I had fun.
All right. Stand by. I'm getting ready to end the show. All right. So we're coming to the end of the show. I'm not doing the after party tonight. You feel me? But I want to thank everybody that called in to the show. I want to thank everybody that's listening to the show via the podcast. You feel me? From iTunes or either www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100.
Yeah.
Want to thank everybody that called into the show. Shout out again to the homie Gaines from Minnesota.
Minnesota, what it do, Gaines? What's happening, partner?
Right. Check out his joint. Check out his music. Check out his page. You feel me? Go into K-1 and join and, you know, watch his video at least. You feel me? And download a song or two if you like it. You feel me? Support the independent artists. That's what we do over here at K-100 Internet Radio. P, what you got for the people for the end of the week?
Hey, man, all I got right here, man, forever changing, live life to the fullest, man, and, you know, get more money than you did last year, man.
Yeah, that's really my goal. You feel me? My
get
goal
more
is,
money than you did last, and do something better every day. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't do something on Wednesday and it turned Thursday, do it on Thursday. If you didn't finish on Thursday, finish it on Friday. But don't let it lack something, you know what I'm saying, build up on you.
Yeah. Don't procrastinate
this year.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm really trying to not procrastinate this year. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me?
And be a man or a woman of your word. If you tell somebody you're gonna do something, do it.
And if you know fuck well you can't, don't tell them you can.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 2011. Just keep it K100, man. Every day.
Right. If you know damn well you can't do it, just tell them you can't do it.
Yeah.
Don't. Tell
you
can't do it.
You ain't got a lie.
People don't respect people who can do it. People respect you more when you
truthfully
say that you can't do something. You feel what I'm saying? And then, you know, you just can't do it when you say you're going to do something or you can do something and then you don't do it. You feel me? Then you look like a crab. You look like a bullshitter. You feel me? So just it's better the first time just be like, yo, I can't do it. I do it all the time. That's this year is my year of no. Motherfucker, no, I can't.
Because one thing
no.
about it, I hate for somebody to say you gonna do something. And it's real funny because some people they call you because they depend on you and they expect you to do it and you let them down and you have them calling your phone and you won't even answer your phone. Come on, man. Stop bullshitting yourself, man.
Right.
If you knew better, you would do better.
Right, right.
Be yourself, free yourself, man. Change, nigga.
All right. So I want to again, once again, thank everybody for tuning in to episode 137 of K100 Internet Radio. You did. Short show tonight. We're only going up for 2 hours, you feel me? You understand what I'm saying? But I really appreciate everybody that tuned in to the show. You feel me? And once again, we're going to next week, we're going to have some more artists. That's I got like 2 more artists that's slated to come on the show and do an interview. And we're going to have some crazy topics. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So you guys be safe. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. Man, I really appreciate all the support you guys have given me over this time. And tell a friend about it. Post us on your Facebook page and whatnot, where have you. You know how it goes. The more you help us, you feel me, the bigger we get. And the bigger we get, the better it gets. All right? Thanks, man. Blizzard P. Rage, we out. Holla.